the Whistle Pigs did to them at Pioneer Park literally 2 weeks ago. Swept the Fly Boys. A 9-3 victory on the opening game where six runs were scored at the top of the fourth by the Whistle Pigs, and then a 6-5 close one. The Whistle Pigs were able to hang on and knock off the Fly Boys. Earned the 6-5 victory. And pitching for the Whistle Pigs is a familiar face. It is Luke DeLongchamp. And if you're like, that name sounds familiar, well, he pitched in that 9-3 victory for the Whistle Pigs back on June 15th. DeLongchamp went four innings, got four hits, two runs, walked one and struck out three. Did get the home run to Miles Smith and Miles Smith's first ever at-bat to dead center field. Other than that, his offense came through, and the Fly Boys fell 9-3 in that ball game. Didn't score again until the eighth inning, so the DeLongchamp looking to turn in a better performance today than his last one. It was a week ago against Burlington. He came out of the bullpen against the Sock Puppets. It was a day he'd like to forget. Went just two innings, gave up three runs off four hits, including a home run. So DeLongchamp looking to rebound after his appearance last week. This is his first start since that June 15th game against the Fly Boys. Get you set here. He's done. And leading off tonight is Miles Smith. He's playing center field tonight for the Fly Boys. Bang 321 of the season. Hit his second home run of the year last Saturday against Elizabethton. UC Irvine Anteater will step in to lead off this one here at Honeycutt Field in Princeton, West Virginia. Fly Boys and Whistle Pigs here. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, glad to have you with us. DeLongchamp fires. First pitch in there for a strike at 7.02 p.m. on the dot. We're underway here in Princeton, West Virginia. Smith, of course, one of four UC Irvine players, and tonight there'll be three on the field at once on defense, the 0-1. Allen's in the dirt, skips by the catcher. Cook ends out play. Lineup for the Fly Boys. Smith leads off. Dub Gleed staying on deck. Brock Daniels bats third. David Bishop batting fourth. Ian Daugherty bats fifth. Jack O'Reilly sixth. Bo Ankeny seventh. Jamar Dalton eighth. And Cameron LaLiberte bats ninth. Smith hits that one to center field, racing back and toward the wall and then off the wall. And it gets stuck underneath the wall, so everybody's got to hold it off. Smith, that one thought that was a home run at first. It hung in the air. Racing over to it was the center fielder, Robinson. Couldn't get there in time. Gets jammed up underneath the wall at center field. And just like that, a leadoff double for the Fly Boys. Bob Smith, if he could have maybe got a little more wind, maybe pushed it a little bit more, would have gotten his third home run of the season on the first at-bat of the ball game. But luckily for the Whistle Pigs, it's just a very long hit. And now it brings up Dub Gleed with already a runner in scoring position, already a mound visit, too, for the Whistle Pigs. As the catcher for Princeton, Henry Cook went to go talk to his pitcher. So, already one mound visit used by the Whistle Pigs, and Dub Gleed steps in, the teammate of Smith. With Smith at second after a leadoff double. Nobody out in the top of the first inning. First pitch in there for a strike from the DeLongchamp. The righty out of Holden, Massachusetts, Boston College Eagle. Finishes up his first season with the Boston College program. Leo 1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball by the DeLongchamp. Gets a big cut and miss from Glee, and it's 0-2. So runner second is, of course, Miles Smith after the leadoff double. Looking to come home and score and get the Fly Boys an early lead. Fans still filing in here to Honeycutt Field. DeLongchamp gets the sign. It's catcher Henry Cook. He's going to check on Smith at second now. Come forward. That one's low and away to dirt. 1-2. Look at your defensive alignment for Whistlepigs. Owen Blackledge is at first base. Second base is A.J. Solomon. Shortstop's Woody Hedin. And third base is Bronson Rivera. We'll tell you about the outfield after this pitch from the Longchamps. He's still checking on Smith. Comes forward. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. Just paints the corner. Does the Longchamp. And that's strike three and out number one here in the top of the first inning. And Brock Daniels will step up. Your outfield is from left to right, Jack Burden, Jesse Robinson, Jr. in center, and right field is Irvin Weems, the third. My apologies. Pitch to Daniels, it's high 1-0. Daniels had 5 RBI against the Elizabethan River Riders on Saturday, including his first home run of the season that just got up in the air and snuck over the wall. Talked to Brock after games and I asked him, do you think it was going to get out? And he said, no. And I was like, good, I didn't either. He sits that one and fouls it off, and it's now 1-1. Your pizza and uniform report, Whistlepigs in the all-white jerseys with the brown hats, the WP for Whistlepigs on the front in yellow. Brown and gold lettering across the chest says Whistlepigs, brown and gold numbers, similar to the San Diego Padres look of their home uniforms. The 1-1 pitch coming. We'll tell you about Greenville's road colors as Daniels fouls that one off. Fly Boys win the blue batting helmets, the red hats with the Tennessee State flag logo on the front. The blue jerseys with Greenville across the chest with red and white. The red and white numbers and the cream-colored pants. It's your Pizza Inn uniform report. 1-2, one out. Top of the first, Miles Smith at second after a leadoff double. Daniels is in the box. The Longchamp checks on Smith. Throw over. Daniels hits that one to the outfield. It's going to hang in the air and diving. Can't make the diving catch. Can the right fielder. Smith's going around third. The throw to the plate is high and sliding in safely. And scoring a run is Miles Smith, as that's an RBI double for Brock Daniels. Weems tried to make a diving catch in right field and almost made a spectacular one. That would have held to just a sack fly and probably move Smith to the third, but couldn't quite make the play. They're actually going to rule that an error on Weems. So, not an RBI double, but a run does score. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Now David Bishop steps in. It's a rule of error on Weems. That ball was in his glove. It was very close to being a fantastic diving stop. Bounces out, and a run's going to come around the score. Here comes Daniel. Bishop looks at a high 1-0. Daniel's at second base. After the run is scored, and they're going to change that to a hit now. So, yes, they are going to change that to an RBI double. So, an RBI double for Brock Daniels now. And it's a 1-0 lead, the 1-0. That one's high outside, 2-0. So, a pair of doubles already for the Fly Boys, and they have a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Longchamp checks on Daniels, 2-0 to Bishop. It's high, 3-0. Bishop's batting a whopping .344 already this season. He came up clutch last week against Pulaski and against Kingsport twice. So, Captain Clutch, David Bishop, so far this season in his short time in the Appy League. 3-0 pitch. That's a breaking ball outside. That's a 4-pitch walk to David Bishop, and there's runners on first and second with just one out for Ian Daugherty.
Now batting for Greenville, Oklahoma State, catcher number 45, Ian Daugherty.
So, again, the Longchamp having a rough go. Other than the strikeout on Dub Gleed, it's giving up a double, struck one out, another double, that scored a run, and it's walked one on 4 pitches. So, Longchamp looking to settle down, but at the big bat of Ian Daugherty coming up. Fires, and that's a ball. That's now 5 straight balls thrown by Luke the Longchamp. Daugherty batting .261 on the year. Does have 2 home runs. Smooth the count between that designated hitter and catcher spot. It's, again, still a rotation of catchers. Tonight he is playing catcher for the Flyboys. The 1-0 outside, and now 2-0. So the Longchamp struggling a bit. 17 pitches, 8 strikes here in this first inning. Down 1-0 already, and runners at first and second with just one out for Ian Daugherty. Champ checks on Daniels at second, the 2-0 pitch. That one finds a strike zone. Sneaks in there. It's 2-1. Nice breaking ball that last minute got into the strike zone. So let's see if that builds up the Longchamp's confidence. It's throwing 6 straight balls. What do you can do here? 2-1 coming to Ian Daugherty. That one's hit out of the middle over to second base. For the second in time, now for the third, as Daniels is calling a pickle. Daniels calls between third and home, for the home, and Cook makes the tag, double play. That's a heads-up play by the second baseman, A.J. Solomon, as he made the throw to short, and then the shortstop, Woody Hedin, immediately gunned at the third base and got Daniels stuck in a rundown, but the Flyboys score a run, take an early 1-0 lead at the bottom of the first. Can the Flyboy defense come up clutch and hold the Whistlepigs off the board when we return? Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Already a 1-0 lead for the Flyboys in this one. Thanks to Brock Daniels, RBI double, scoring Miles Smith. And the Flyboys have the early 1-0 advantage. So on the mound for the Flyboys now, it's from UC Irvine, David Vizcaino. Vizcaino made his debut last week, starting against Pulaski River Turtles, and didn't do horrible. Now, he gave up 2 home runs, but that was part of a series where the Flyboys gave up 5 total home runs. Got the win of the River Turtles, went 5 innings, gave up 3 runs off 4 hits, 2 homers, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. So, for a first start, haven't played in over a month. As UC Irvine's season ended at the end of May and almost played an entire month without baseball. You got the win. I think you'll take that for sure. You're the fly, but let's see what Vizcaino can do here against the Whistlepigs. Already has a 1-0 lead. And you always want to have a cushion when you go out there for sure. Here comes Jesse Robinson Jr. to lead off for the Whistlepigs. We'll tell you more about him and this lineup for Princeton. He banked 351 with 2 homers this season is the VCU Ram. Playing center field tonight. Here's the pitch. Breaks low, and it's 1-0. Here's your starting lineup for the Whistlepigs. Robinson, Hedin bats second. Weems, the third, bats third. Owen Blackledge bats fourth. Jason Neff's DH batting fifth. Rivera bats sixth. Burden bats seventh. Cooks batting eighth. A.J. Solomon will bat ninth. Allen breaks down from Vizcaino 2-0, and already Daugherty and his pitcher are going to have a little conversation here. 2 breaking balls miss low from Vizcaino. This guy ended well with UC Irvine this year. One of three anteaters that are on the field right now is Dub Gleeds is at shortstop and Miles Smith's in center field. We'll give you the rest of the defensive alignment for Greenville in a little bit as Daugherty returns after talking to Viz Cayeno. And actually, we'll go ahead and give it to you now as we go stop in action. It's Ian Daugherty at catcher. First base, Bo Ankeny. Third base, David Bishop. Second base, Brock Daniels. And like I said, short Dub Gleeds. We'll give you the outfield as Daugherty comes and fires. Viz Cayeno fires to Daugherty, and it's now 3-0. Left to right in the outfield, Jack O'Reilly in left field. Haven't seen him play a lot of left field this season, so that'll be interesting to see how he does today. Miles Smith in center, and Shamar Dalton back in the lineup in right field. The 3-0 from Viz Cayeno. Fires it and gets it right down the middle. It's 3-1. Solid crowd filing in still at Princeton's Honeycutt Park on a beautiful night for baseball. Sun starting to set behind us with some clouds in the area, but not too hot. And no weather in sight. Looks beautiful. The 3-1. That one's chopped over to Bishop. Bishop picks it up. No, it deflects off his glove. And reaching safely is Jesse Robinson. Let the look and see how that one's ruled. I would assume an error because I believe Bishop would have made the throw in time. We'll see how the scores roll here, and they are going to roll an error on Bishop. So Robinson risks on a leadoff E5. As Woody Hedin, another UC Irvine product, steps in. So you have four anteaters on the field right now. Woody Hedin stepping in to face his teammate, David Viz Cayeno. Here's a pitch from Viz Cayeno. That's a breaking ball. Breaks down 1-0. You saw Hedin also faced off against another pitcher from UC Irvine. He's faced off against Finn Wall back on June 16th in the second game of the series between these two. 1-0 misses high, and it's now 2-0. Still very familiar with each other. Of course, as they played together at UC Irvine out of the Big West Conference. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Viz Cayeno to Hedin. Swing and a miss. Got him to go golfing on one in the dirt. It's 2-1. So it's just the third strike earned by Viz Cayeno today. He's trying to find his control as well. 2-1 count. Nobody out after reaching on an error that Robinson, the error by Bishop over at third base. 2-1 from Viz Cayeno. And he fires. Runner's going to go. That one's hit to right field. It's going to get down. That's going to be a single. Getting up is Robinson. He slid in the second base and now stands at the corners. And with a single there, Dean's on first. Robinson's on third. As one got poked to right field, Dalton couldn't get there in time. And runners at the corners with nobody out for Irvin Weems the third. There's the first hit of the ball game for the Whistle Pigs, and anything to the outfield by Weems is going to bring on at least one run, but Weems looks more than that. He's batting 333 on the season. Almost had a fantastic defensive play that would have saved a run the last inning, but just went out of his glove, and that's why it's a 1-0 lead, but looks to tie it up of or do more of one swing of the bat. Pitch from Viz Cayeno breaks in low in the dirt. It's 1-0. Viz Cayeno 10 pitches now. And just 4 strikes. So trying to get in a groove early. And preserve this 1-0 lead. Weems has 3 home runs this season, however. So he could do some damage with one swing for sure. The 1-0. Allen's chopped foul toward the dugout. Flying ball isn't out of play, 1-1. Honeycutt Field on the campus of Princeton High School right here in the middle of like downtown. We call it downtown, but most of the business section of Princeton, West Virginia. Got a lot of restaurants around here, some hotels. Busy backdrop here. And of course, you have Princeton High School over toward the right field side, their football stadium and their softball stadium. and the actual school building behind that. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. They're going to check on the runner, trying to steal. Long throw. And coming in there to steal second is Hedin. That's a great play by Brock Daniels just to block that one from coming to the outfield. That was a wide throw by Daugherty. Now Hedin moves into the scoring position himself with nobody out and a 1-1 count. Pardon me, a 2-1 count. They're allowing a ball. It's a 2-1 pitch coming from Vizcaino. Here's the pitch. That one's hit to the outfield. It's going to drop from the center fielder, Smith. One run's going to score. Rounding third to D. That's a 2-RBI single by Irvin Weems, the third, and the Whistle Pigs have taken a 2-1 lead just like that here in the bottom of the first inning. So an error by Bishop, then back-to-back singles. And already the Fly Boys are taking a lead or down 2-1. Just one of those runs is earned. Weems hit it right, a little blooper in the center field. Smith couldn't come and grab it in time. That would have been a tough play. It's 2-1 lead for the Whistle Pigs. And here comes Owen Blackledge. Looking to extend that lead. Already up 2-1 in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Finds the corner of the strike zone. It's 0-1. Blackledge, I think that name sounds familiar. He's the son of ESPN analyst and former quarterback. The NFL, Todd Blackledge. Of course, trying to play baseball is Owen Blackledge. He's done very well this year in the Appy League. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good. Breaking ball in Vizcaino as he goes right at Blackledge. Now it's 0-2. Blackledge playing baseball at TCU. So he's a teammate of David Bishop. So it's at third base. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming. And now they're going to check on the runner at first and back in time is Weems. Who is now batting .344 on the season. So Weems has been phenomenal for sure. He's probably going to get some All-Star votes. All-Star game coming up shortly. End of July. About a month over in Burlington. Here's the 0-2. Outside, low and away, 1-2. Bullpen is in play, by the way, down the left field line next to a tarp. So we'll be able to see the action for the Fly Boys. Kind of an obstructive view down the right field side from where I'm located in the press box, so can't quite see the Princeton bullpen. The 1-2. That one's hit foul out of play. Everybody remains 1-2. One of the best features of Honeycutt Field, I will say, the popular gas station Sheetz is literally right across the street behind the stadium, man. If you don't know anything about Sheetz, just know it's phenomenal. I want to hear about this Wawa business. Sheetz, number one, for sure. Number one gas station. Gotta get the chicken tenders with the boom boom sauce. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Vizcaino. That one's hit up the middle. Vizcaino can't handle it. Stepping off there. No, off the glove of Dub Gleed. That's probably going to be another error. Dub Gleed was standing on second base and could have picked up the ball and had the automatic out of Weems. Instead, it goes off his glove. Weems is safe, and Blackledge is also safe, and that's probably another error. Assume on the Fly Boys. So sloppy play early. We'll see how it's ruled. Because that would have been at least an out at second base, at least a fielder's choice. Regardless, here comes Neff. Jason Neff. And still nobody out. Yep, that's a real amount of error. That's an E6. So an E6 and an E5 this inning already. The inning continues. Still nobody out for Neff. It's a ball away, 1-0. Jason Neff, definitely a hitter tonight. Usually plays catcher from Richmond University, playing for the Spiders. We're in Virginia, so. 1-0 pitch coming from Vizcaino with runners at first and second. Still nobody out. A 2-1 lead for the Whistle Pigs. That one's hit high into the air center field. Smith's going to back up, keep going at the wall on the warning track, grabs it. Weems is going to tag up, and he is going to get the third, so productive out. as is a sack fly. Moves, weans over to third base, but for the Fly Boys, there's mercifully finally one away here in the bottom of the first inning. So how about the third baseman? Bronson Rivera, the Holuala Hawaii native, plays at the University of Hawaii, plays for the Rainbow Warriors, and looking to extend this lead. Runners at first and third, and just one away here in the bottom of the first inning. 2-1 lead for the Whistle Pigs. Two Big West rivals meet again. That one's golfed out to the parking lot, just because of the stands, into the road out of play. 0-1. Hawaii in the Big West, along with UC Irvine. So these two probably know each other as well. Rivera, the season bank, 270. Made his debut in the Abbey League, actually, against the Fly Boys in Game 2 of their series back at Pioneer Park on June 16th. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit high into the air. In foul territory. They're going to hang up. Bishop's going to call everybody off. Makes the catch at the last minute. And there's out number 2. You fought for a second. Daugherty was going to grab that one, but it lands in the glove of Bishop. And there's 2 away now. Vizcaino can get out of this one if he can get out of this jam. Here comes Jack Burden. The last time he played against the Fly Boys was phenomenal. Went 1-for-3 with 2 RBI and 2 runs scored. Looking to continue that streak here. Extend this 2-1 lead. Furback the first is in, not in time, pardon me. Blacklist is back in time. Got to be careful, though. Weems took a big lead after that throw. Burden also had a home run. That was a home run the last time I played. That's his only home run of the season, so he's done well against the Fly Boys. Swing and fouled off, 0-1. That was a home run that it was a back-and-forth game. The Whistle Pigs took a home run, the fourth two-run homer. Take a 4-2 lead. End up holding on for the 6-5 victory of the Fly Boys back on June 16th. Take the sweep. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. And now Vizcaino is a strike away from getting out of this inning. Runners at first and third. 2 away. 2-1 lead for the Whistle Pigs after a pair of errors and then 2 RBI single by Weems has helped the Whistle Pigs out this inning. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Vizcaino. In the dirt, blocked by Daugherty, 1-2. So it's already going to be pitching for 26 of the night for Vizcaino. He went 5 innings his last outing, so if he can calm down and get some quick outs, he'll be able to do that again. But right now, it's been a long first inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's hit, fouled, and hangs in the air, goes out of play. And old stadium behind us. There is a road, a little access road behind us. So if you're driving tonight in Princeton, West Virginia, maybe avoid going by Honeycutt Field right now for about 2-3 hours. It's a foul balls are going to be peppered that way for sure. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Vizcaino. It's set and a fire. That one's hit toward first base. It's picked up by Ankeny. Steps on the bag and the inning is over, but not before. The 2 RBI single from Irvin Weems the third. It's giving the Whistle Pigs the 2-1 lead. We played one. It's been a good one already. More action for you in return. The Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Two and lead Princeton at the first inning. Thanks to Irvin Weems, the third's 2 RBI single. Check around the rest of the Appy League. Pulaski and Bluefield start about 6:30, and River Turtles already up 4-2 on that one, the bottom of the third inning. But the Ridge Runners have runners at first and second with nobody out. Burlington and Johnson City, that series moved from Burlington last week to Johnson City this week, and the Sock Puppets are up 3-0 already in top of the second. Remember, they won that game 17-0 last week. Almost had no hitter, and then lost the second game 2-1. That's how baseball is. Danville and Kingsport tied at one run apiece in the bottom of the second inning. That's an interesting matchup. Could be Appy League Championship preview if the Otterbots can get on a roll. And if Kingsport stays the way they've been playing. And Bristol's up 2-0 on Elizabethan, so State Line is looking to end their 6-game losing streak. It's the River Riders. Here comes batter leading off for the Fly Boys, Jack O'Reilly. Fouls that one in the dugout, and all the catch can't quite be made by Alex Diaz in the dugout. Gotta make the play, Alex. So now 0-1. Well, O'Reilly had the walk-off against Kingsport last week, also had his first home run of the season over the video board in that same ball game. He came in clutch, sure, for the Fly Boys. That is a breaking ball that misses just low, and it's 1-1 from the Longchamp. Riley steps back in. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Time to go golfing there. Actually, might have been tipped to the glove. It was to the glove of Cook, and it's 1-2. Longchamp looking to work quickly. A second strikeout of the ball game. The 1-2. That one's high now. 2-2. So with these pitchers trying to get a feel out. Remember, I had an off day yesterday, so these pitchers are pitching a week, so probably maybe some rust they gotta shake off a little bit. Here's a 2-2 pitch. That one's gonna hit O'Reilly. He looks to be fine. It runs in on top toward his head. Looks to be good. I think it hit him in the higher shoulder. O'Reilly looks to be fine. He tells the umpire he's fine, tells trainer Maria Mueller he's fine, and he's going to walk on over down to first base. And you hope he's okay, because you saw a scary incident earlier, on Sunday, when Sanborn Campbell took one right to the hand. That's why he's not starting today. So he had to leave the ball game. It's the only blemish really on that no-hitter by Jackson Holmes on Sunday. So here's Bo Ankeny, and he hits that one over. The third baseman heads, gets to the outfield, rolls into left field. Rallying second's O'Reilly. The throw toward third's on the line, but not in time. Ankeny's going to advance to second. And that is a one-out double. See if it's ruled a double for Ankeny. If it is, that's 3 doubles today for all 3 hits for the Fly Boys. Is Ankeny looks to roll here. Getting all the way to second base, and Shamar Dolan can bring him home. Possibly bring two home, maybe all 3, counting himself. Well placed hit here. That one just snuck over the third baseman's head. That was the head of Rivera. There's the pitch to Dalton. That one breaks in there for a strike, 0-1. I believe that should be ruled a double, and it is a double. That's Bo Ankeny's 5th double of the year. So all 3 hits tonight for the Fly Boys have been doubles. As Dalton's going to call time. Down 2-1. Runners at 2nd and 3rd after O'Reilly was hit by a pitch. And Ankeny doubled, the 0-1. That one's laced to the outfield, right to the right fielder Weems, tagging up to O'Reilly and Ankeny. Ankeny's going to run the third. He's there safely, and that's a run scored. So Shamar Dalton, sack fly, scores O'Reilly, and we're all tied up again here in the top of the second inning. So the hit-by-pitch comes back to bite the Longchamp. And this one's tied at two runs apiece. Thanks to Shamar Dalton lacing one to right field. And if Cameron Laliberte can hit one to the outfield, you assume that would score Ankeny and the lead would go back to the Flyboys. Laliberte batting 400 on the season in limited appearances, granted, until Allen finds the corner of the strike zone 0-1. So looking early like another offensive explosion from the Flyboys in a series on the road. You saw that against Kingsport and Pulaski last week. The 0-1, that one breaks away and it's 1-1. 31 combined runs against Kingsport in the first game. Second game had 15 combined runs. Casual 46 combined runs, two games. That one's high, 2-1. That actually helped the Flyboys standing now. Coming into tonight, they are now just in a negative 9-run differential after scoring 11 runs and 17 runs. 9 runs, 8 runs, 8 runs there in last week. That one's hit high into the air by Laliberte and foul out of play on the right field side. Like I said, I got to kind of lean up here. There's some beams kind of in the way over in the hospitality room here in prison. Very nice setup, though. I will not complain about free snacks and free drinks. Got to do some maneuvering. A 2-2 pitch to Laliberte. That one's it. Up the middle, gets through, and the run's going to score. RBI single for Cameron Laliberte, and the Flyboys retake the lead. Up 3-2 here in the top of the second inning. It's the first hit that wasn't a double today for the Flyboys. And Miles Smith will step back up. He doubled his last time up. Came around with a score off the RBI double by Brock Daniels. Dugout celebrating. Ankeny coming in the score for the Flyboys. I'll hear that one. Here's the pitch to Smith. That one's hit high into the air and will sneak out of the stadium onto the road. Foul ball. So Laliberte, first base, after a sack fly, after O'Reilly was hit by a pitch, Ankeny doubles to move O'Reilly to third. Sack fly from Dalton moves both Ankeny and O'Reilly up. O'Reilly comes to score. Then an RBI single from Cameron Laliberte. And it's a 3-2 lead for Flyboys. And it's been a high scoring affair so far. 0-1 to Smith, misses low, and it's 1-1. Your umpires' day are not listed, so apologies for that. Check on the runner stealing his Laliberte. He's gunned out. Pitch outside. Laliberte tried to steal second. A great throw from the catcher, Henry Cook. Laliberte's called stealing, so up, there's two outs for the Whistle Pigs now. They can get out of this inning. A 2-1 pitch to Miles Smith coming. So great throw by Cook to get Laliberte trying to steal second. Here's a 2-1 to Smith. That one's shot foul. It's now deuces wild for Miles Smith. So that's what I'm going. Only one out. Laliberte is gunned down a great throw by Cook to Woody Hedin. 2-2 pitch to Smith. That one's high. Smith holds off the last second. Now count runs full. Cook threw a laser back to the Longchamp. Longchamp had to reach out and grab it. Already pitch number 37 for Luke Longchamp. He fires. Payoff pitch. Smith hits that one up the middle. Solomon can't get to it. And already Miles Smith has got a double and has a single today. We're just in the top of the second inning. here at Honeycutt Field. Doug Leed will step in. He struck out his last time up on three straight pitches, one that just found the edge of the strike zone, breaking ball. Great pitch by the long champ, who has already set the first pitch, number 39 and possibly number 40. Haven't even gotten out of the second inning. Going to check on Smith for the first. Not in time. Smith's back in there safely. Already picked off Laliberte. Got one if Laliberte was still on the base pass. Well, he'd be at third base now with a sacrifice still in play for Doug Leed and a chance to double up the lead. I'm going to keep checking on Smith. Will the Whistle Pigs. Can't quite see the Whistle Pigs bullpen from our vantage point, so don't know if anybody's warming up yet. You wouldn't think so. Yeah, that's not what's high, 1-0. May just be one of those which pitcher can settle in and find a way to get some outs and win this ball game. The 1-0. Hit softly over the short. Going to be a tough play. Hedin for the first in time. Good play for Woody Hedin, but the sack fly from Dalton. The RBI single from Laliberte. Flyboys retake a 3-2 lead. We head to the bottom of the second. Can the Whistle Pigs answer? Let's find out here. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Three-two lead for the Flyboys here. Getting to the bottom of the second inning as we are going back and forth right now between these two teams. It's been a fun one so far. Offensive output. Meanwhile, down in Bluefield, bottom of the third, told you Velasquez up 4-2. Now it's a 5-4 lead for the Ridge Runners. So another offensive game going on. The Appy League early in that one. So here comes Henry Cook. He gunned out the base runner Cameron Laliberte. Get the second out of the inning. Laliberte's RBI single, so I'm going to get something done at the plate himself as Vizcaino's out for another inning. That pitch breaks and just can't find the strike zone. Misses. 1-0. Cook. I believe this is Cook's first appearance of the year. As he hits that one sky high to left field. It's going to hang in the air, and Jack O'Reilly has to watch it go over the fence. So, just like that, we're tied up. A home run from Cook in his, I believe, yes, that's his first at-bat of the season. And that was the second pitch he saw of the year. And the Whistle Pigs catcher Henry Cook out of Virginia Tech hits one over the left field wall, tied up ball game. So the offensive fireworks continue here in Princeton, West Virginia. Henry Cook's first home run of the season. On his first at-bat of the year for the Whistle Pigs. And we're tied up at three apiece. A.J. Solomon swings the first pitch he sees from Vizcaino over the one. So, wow, Cook took that one for a ride. The ballpark is a little bit smaller than Tusculum's Pioneer Park, so Not a small park at all. That one's fouled off. 0-2. 330 down the foul poles, and then 396 to dead center. That one got over the left center field wall. That's the second pitch. Cassini up the bat this season for the Whistle Pigs, and he bangs over the outfield wall, and it's now a tied ball game. 0-2 from Vizcaino, misses Solomon, 1-2. Solomon bangs just 194 on the year, but 624 OPS. So when he's been able to get on, he's been effective. The Gardner-Webb running bulldog product. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Vizcaino. That one's outside, 2-2. There's a pitcher standing up in the Flyboys bullpen, I guess just waiting to see what might happen. Can't quite tell who that is from here. But no action yet. So we pitch number 34 from Vizcaino. 2-2. That one just misses outside, and the count runs full. So Solomon's down 0-2. And that was maybe a full count. Tied ball game after the home run by Henry Cook on his first at-bat of the season. Just the second pitch he saw in the Appy League. Payoff pitch from Vizcaino. That one's nubbed foul and out of play. Solomon stays alive, so back and forth a fair early. So see which offense fails to answer first and which pitcher can settle in, you think, here. And Honeycutt Field. Looking like that wild game in Kingsport last week. The payoff pitch. In the dirt, and that's a walk. So after getting 0-2 on Solomon, this kind of will walk him. That's his first of the day, and Solomon sends it first base with nobody out. For Jesse Robinson, Jr. And Jesse Robinson, Jr. reached on an error by David Bishop and then came around to score off the two RBI single by Weems. So, right back to the top of the order here in the bottom of the second inning. Nobody out, tied at three runs apiece. Solomon takes a big lead at first. The pitch hit over toward Daniels, and Daniels is out of possession. It goes right by him. Rounding second is Solomon. Solomon's going to stand up at third. There are runners at the corners after the single by Robinson Jr. Daniels would have had a great chance at that ball, but he moved out of position on a shift and then couldn't get back over in time. And now the trainer, Maria Mueller's out to look at, I believe, Vizcaino. Kind of pointed to the dugout, and trainer Maria Mueller's out there, and now she's gonna leave. Don't know if he was looking at Vizcaino or Brock Daniels, but everybody looks to be fine. I would assume, and everybody is fine. Everybody will go reset. Interesting there. Well, if Daniels, he did kind of slide a little bit funny, but nothing really strange that would point out to an injury, but glad to see everyone's okay. And the single by Robinson Jr., that's the fourth hit of the ball game, and there's runners at first and third for Woody Hedin. Nobody out. He reached on a single his last time up, came around to score. Looking to untie this ball game. That one's outside, and Vizcaino went it up. So you have the Cook home run, a walk to Solomon, and then the single by Robinson Jr. has moved Solomon over to third base. Now Dean, if anything to the outfield, can probably score Solomon, the 1-0. That one is in there for a strike, 1-1. You get a strike out here, or get a pop fly that's short, you can get double play and possibly in the inning and keep it tied. That's a lot of fireworks early. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Vizcaino. That one's high out there. Tag is made and gunned out, trying to steal. Second is Jesse Robinson Jr. What a throw by Ian Daugherty. And slapping him right on the back was Daniels, and there's one away. So that's a great play by Ian Daugherty to gun out Robinson Jr. trying to steal second. There's one out, 2-1 count to Woody Hedin. And infield's going to move in. Here's a pitch to Hedin in the dirt, 3-1. Doug Leeds moved all the way in from the back part of the infield all the way to the grass. David Bishop's playing shallow in third base. Daniels and Ankeny in their normal spots. The 3-1 coming to Woody Hedin. That one's hit high into the air. Smith's going to run over, and now Raleigh's going to grab it in left field, and not even going to try to gun it in there. So a sack fly by Hedin scores another run, and the Whistle Pigs now take a lead 4-3 here in the bottom of the second inning.
Come on for the Whistle Pigs. Right field, number 50, Irvin Weems the third.
Irvin Weems the third. Had a 2 RBI single earlier today. But was left on third base. Probably left on second base to end the inning. So nobody on base now with two outs. 4-3 relief for the Whistle Pigs. That pitch finds the bottom of the strike zone from Vizcaino, and it's 0-1. 4-3 lead for Princeton. After a home run by Cook, sack fly by Hedin. So we go back and forth once again. Already 7 combined runs in just 2 innings. The 0-1, that one's hit high into the air to left field. A Raleigh settles underneath it. It's going to actually push him back toward the wall and makes the catch running into the wall. But he's fine, and that ends the inning, but not before Princeton takes back the lead. We've played two here already. A 4-3 ball game. Whistle Pigs on top of the Fly Boys here in Princeton, West Virginia. And the Fly Boys answer again on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky. But for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If you have 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs after the second inning, and we've had at least one run scored in every inning, and in 3 straight frames, we've seen 2 runs scored. If it wasn't for a double play turned by the Whistle Pigs to end the first, then you got to think that a run would have scored, or a chance for a run to have scored. Yeah, a tied ball game. Instead, it's 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs as Brock Daniels steps in for the second time tonight. Daniels hits the first one foul and out of play. 0-1. Daniels tonight has an RBI double. That scored Smith, but got caught in the jam. Overran third base and was tagged out trying to go home. So in the first inning. Second pitch, he's easy. Fouls that one off. Same spot. 0-2. Daniels' batting average is going up back to .284. After he had a great one, got injured, and had it slip a little bit and looked to recover nicely here. The 0-2. High outside, and it's 1-2. So the 5 RBIs, including his first home run of the season, back on Saturday against Elizabethton. The 1-2. Well outside of that one. 2-2 is the long champ now. Getting ready for pitch 45 already in this one. Let's see which pitcher can settle down and get a win here. 2-2. That one's hit. High to center field, and it's going to hang in the air for the center fielder and caught. There's one away. Robinson didn't have to move on that one. It's first out, and it is the first leadoff batter to be out to start an inning. So Daniels is out in the fly out, and here comes David Bishop. Drew a walk. It is last time up, but in the inning, out at second base. That one breaks in. It was a little dribbler to Hedin. Probably to Solomon, who threw over to Hedin to get Bishop out. And then Hedin saw Brock Daniels trying to go home. That one's high, 2-0. I would say Daniels was trying to go home, actually. I think he just tried to round it third a little too much. And heads up play by Hedin, got him in a jam. The 2-0 pitch. That one's high, 3-0. Bishop looks to earn his second straight walk of the day. Still batting 344 in his short time in the Appy League, the 3-0. That one breaks in there for a strike at the bottom of the strike zone, 3-1. 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs here in the top of the third inning. One out, the 3-1 pitch coming to Bishop. That one's hit toward right field, and it's going to drop just in front of Weems. Weems took a couple steps up, but couldn't find that one. There's a one-out single for David Bishop.
I'm batting for Greenville, catcher number 45, Ian Dorkey.
Sixth hit of the day already for the Flyboys. And Ian Dougherty, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Ground out to a fielder's choice. Chance to move Bishop along here. The sun has come out from the clouds, and so Weems was staring right into the sun. So I wonder if that affected him, as he just could not find that ball. Breaking ball gets in there. Good pitch from the Longchamp. It's 0-1. It's a little blooper to the right field. You thought Weems could find it, but he's playing a little too deep, I think, as well. Sun now makes an appearance from behind the clouds again. Starting to set. Beyond the third base side, that one's chopped foul high off the air and off the netting here. A little awning with some netting over the seats really behind home plate and a little bit down the first third base line. But once you get about halfway down over the dugouts, no netting. So you got to be aware if you're a fan here at Honeycutt Field. Check on Bishop at first as the Longchamp, and now he gets set. The 0-2 to Dougherty. That one's hit on ground ball, stumbling and finding its Blackledge, and he just gets the force out at first. If he would have been able to handle that in time, would have been able to probably turn to double play, but luckily that one went off his glove and for the Flyboys, and Blackledge was only able to get Dougherty. Two away, and now Bishop in scoring position, moving over on the ground out by Dougherty. Then Jack O'Reilly comes up. He was hit by a pitch the last time he stepped in and then came around to score off the sack fly by Shamar Dalton. Looking to tie this game back up once again. That one's outside, 1-0. Each team's had an answer when the other's taken the lead so far today. Can the Flyboys answer? Another run to at least tie this one up. Bishop in scoring position for O'Reilly with two outs. The 1-0. Breaking ball high. And it's 2-0. The Longchamps from 55 pitches, 30 strikes. I wonder if this is his last inning after a rough start, really, for both of these pitchers. Here's a 2-0 pitch coming to Jack O'Reilly. Longchamp checks on Bishop at second and comes forward. That one's chopped over to Hedin. Hedin's going to fire the first, and just like that, for the first time today, there's a scoreless frame for either of these teams. So Bishop gets the single, gets to second base, but cannot score. So let's see if the Whistle Pigs can answer, if the Flyboy defense can hold up for their team. We'll see what happens when we turn the Flyboys broadcast network.
not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
And to the bottom of the third, a 4-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs after they hold the Flyboys scoreless in the top of the third inning at Honeycutt Field. And going back out for another inning of work is David Vizcaino. Vizcaino today, it's gone two innings, given up four hits, four runs. Only three of those have been earned, however. One walk, of course, gave that home run to Cook, and that was the second pitch of the season Cook saw the Appy League. So it goes Owen Blackledge to lead off this frame. He reached on an error by Dub Gleed his last time up. First pitch, he rips one to the outfield. It's going to hang over the right field wall, and it's gone. Owen Blackledge sent that one way into the parking lot of the right field wall. 5-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs. That was a no-doubter from the big-bodied Horned Frog from TCU. First pitch he saw, ripped it over the right field wall to the parking lot. And Princeton, just like that, is up 5-3. Second home run given up today by Vizcaino. And it's just the bottom of the third inning. And Jason Neff will step in. That's Blackledge's second home run of the season. Now a two-run lead as Neff looks at first pitch ball. 1-0. Neff, his last time up, flew out to Miles Smith. The 1-0 Vizcaino. Breaking ball in there. It's now 1-1. The Whistle Pigs need just one pitch in the bottom of the third to score a run. Up 5-3. 1-1. Hit skyward and out play. It's now 1-2. Vizcaino has now given up four home runs and seven innings of work this year. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Vizcaino. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Vizcaino gets his first strike out of the ballgame, and there's one away here in the bottom of the third. So, good answer from Vizcaino there to get the strikeout. Looks to keep this a two-run deficit for Bronson Rivera stepping in. Rivera popped up in foul territory to Bishop. His last time, that was a big out because that helped the Flyboys get out of the inning. That one, he golf swings that one high into the air. Riley makes a couple of steps forward in the outfield and will finally track it down as that ball just hung up in the air forever. Finally comes down to Riley's glove and it's out number two. So you call a first pitch swinging from the Whistle Pigs here, but unlike that one, it doesn't go over the fence. It just hangs in the air like one from Blackledge. Here comes Jack Burden. He steps up. He's 0-1 today. He grounded out the end the inning back in the first, and that one's outside 1-0. Still no action in the Flyboy bullpen. It was a bullpen day on Sunday, using four arms that hadn't seen in a while. Roan Tarver, Tyler Blankenship among them. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's hit foul, 1-1. It was Roman Tarbert, who had a great start. And Blankenship, Graham Bridie, and then Carson Jacobs. So arms are available. But you kind of wonder how long it may just be one of those. Well, guys send someone out there. Of course, Sam Roberts still banged up, so he's done for right now. That was in the dirt, 2-1. Have not seen Caden Nelson in a while. But, of course, you'd love to not use hardly any pitchers, but we're down 5-3, and this game's got two home runs. You may have to consider that soon. 2-1, that one's fouled off to the backstop and deuces wild. As Vizcaino looks to get his second strikeout in this inning after giving up a home run to Blackledge, has gotten two outs rather quickly here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Vizcaino. That one's low and misses low. Frame job, Daugherty couldn't get the call. And now the count runs full to Jack Burden. 3-2 with two outs. Nobody on base for Burden here in the bottom of the fifth. 5-3 lead after Blackledge's solo shot started this inning. Here's the payoff pitch. That one's ripped over to the outfield. Diving catch cannot be made by Daniels. It'll get down. Burden's rounding first. The throw from Smith is in time, but it is dropped at the last minute by Gleed. And Burden is in there with a two-out double. That would have been a heck of a throw from Smith. First of all, it would have been a heck of a catch by Daniels. Daniels dove and just missed that one. And then Smith threw it on a line right to Gleed. But Gleed dropped the ball trying to make the tag. And so with two outs, Burden is on second base and in scoring position for Henry Cook. And Cook is last time up on the second pitch he's ever seen in the Appy League this season, at least with the Princeton whistle pick, to my knowledge, was hit over the wall in left field for a home run. So Burden at second with two outs. Fires the Cook to Vizcaino. Cook swings the first pitch he sees over to Smith. Smith can't make the diving catch. It goes over his head. Rounding third is Burden. Cook's going to round second. The throw to third is not in time. And Burden actually slid wide to Cook, pardon me. And he gets in there, stays on the base. And he has an RBI triple. It's now a 6-3 lead for the Whistlepigs. Well, so Cook wanting to get a cycle. If he's looking for one, he's already got the two hardest hits to get, the triple and the home run. Just needs a double and a single to get the cycle. This Henry Cook in his first game for the Whistlepigs this season. And he's got two RBI already. So Henry Cook putting on a show tonight up in Princeton, West Virginia. It was A.J. Solomon now with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Oh, misses low, 1-0. Still no action in the bullpen for the Flyboys. So this may be one of those where it's just you're on your own, Viz. See what you can do. Get out of this inning. The 1-0. In the dirt, 2-0. Vizcaino, after giving up the home run to Blackledge, got a strikeout and then got a pop fly. Looked like it was going to get out of here. Then the count was loaded, 3-2. Then a double by Burden. Then that RBI triple by Cook. Now Andy Collins coming out to talk to his pitcher, Vizcaino. Vizcaino's thrown 59 pitches, just 35 strikes. And 2 2/3 of an inning has given up 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 unearned. Has walked 1 and struck out 1. Of course, 2 errors by the Flyboys haven't helped it either. 6-3 lead for the Whistlepigs here in the bottom of the third inning. Looking to extend it again with Cook 90 feet away with two outs. A 2-0 pitch from Vizcaino. In the dirt, now 3-0. Whistlepigs have scored at least 2 runs in every single inning so far in this one. Doubled up the Flyboys right now, the 3-0. That's a 4-pitch walk, and Solomon's going to be standing at first base with 2 away. And now quickly running to the bullpen. Is, I believe, Avery Collins. Go catch a pitch. Riley Taylor is telling somebody to get going, and it looks like that is number 18. Graham Bridie is up, I believe. That's what it looks like from here. Maybe Shane Tucker. Nope, that's Shane Tucker getting up now to warm up, I believe, with the Flyboys. Back to the top of the order. Hit over to short for the second. Gets the out and the inning ends. But the home run by Owen Blackledge on the first pitch he saw. Then an RBI triple from Henry Cook, who's having a fantastic start to his Appy League debut. Has doubled up the Flyboys. They now trail 6-3. We hit the top of the fourth. Can the Flyboys answer here? Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now to the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Six for relief for the Whistle Pigs. They continue to pour it on here, but fans, it's a reminder that this weekend the Flyboys are back at Pioneer Park, four games at home in 5 days, beginning on Thursday. You can make sure to stop by the concession stand for a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Flyboys looking for something to go here. Down 6-3 as a new pitcher coming in for the Princeton Whistle Pigs. That is number 43. Get you. Action. Jacob Morrison from Coastal Carolina, the Flushing High School, Michigan, actually committed to the Chanticleers this season. He's going to close the book on the long champ. And not pretty, but you're up by three runs now as the Longchamp goes three innings, gives up three runs, six hits, walks one, strikes out one, and hits one batter. So Jacob Morrison in now to pitch for the Whistle Pigs here with a three-run advantage. The last time Morrison pitched was 6 days ago against Burlington. He got the start against the Sock Puppets, went four innings, gave up three hits, just one run. Granted, it was a solo shot, but walked just one and struck out nine. It's the highest scoring team in the Appy League. So, very effective was Morrison. Morrison has a gone pitch just six innings this year. Giving up four hits. Walked one and struck out 12. He struck out three in two innings against Bluefield back on the 13th of June. So, Jacob Morrison now in for the Whistle Pigs. He'll face Bo Ankeny.
Now batting for Greenville, first base, number 35, Bo Ankeny.
We're pretty sure Shane Tucker's warming up for the Flyboys down the bullpen. Looked like a 16 from here, and it makes sense. Graham Brody threw on Sunday, so makes more sense than the 18. As Cook will talk to his pitcher, Jacob Morrison. So you got a three-run lead if you're the Whistle Pigs, and you've scored two runs in every single inning so far. And you kept the Flyboys off the scoreboard the last inning after David Bishop did get the second base after he had a single. But after that, still down to Princeton. So going to Jacob Morrison, who was phenomenal against Burlington. We'll look to do so again here. Give you probably a solid three innings again. Pitch to Ankeny's high, 1-0. Ankeny doubled his last time up. and came around the score off the RBI single by Cameron Laliberte. That gave a 3-2 lead briefly to the Flyboys. Around 6-3 in top of the fourth. 1-0 misses outside, 2-0. It's a 6-3 lead for the Whistle Pigs in this one, but still a long ways to go. Just the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bo Ankeny was trying to send that one to our bus. It's parked in left field. Maybe to the Walgreens across the street, too. Couldn't connect. It's 2-1. Seen two home runs tonight for the Whistle Pigs. They have now hit four this season against the Flyboys. Here's a 2-1 pitch coming. Ankeny swings and misses that one. It's 2-2, so Morrison's battled back. Two-two pitch. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Ankeny leads it off. First batter to face Jacob Morrison today. 2-2. That one's at high and out play. Ankeny does connect with that one. It's fouled off, and now Henry Cook's going to go talk to this pitcher, Jacob Morrison. You saw this after the first batter of the game. Granted, that was a leadoff double by Miles Smith. So I wonder if Cook's just kind of, you know, he's playing, I believe, his first game for the Whistle Pigs tonight. Just trying to talk to his pitchers, kind of see what they like, and get set here. He's really probably only had the off day yesterday to, and today leading up to the ballgame to talk to his pitchers. He's been phenomenal to play a home run and a triple with two RBIs already. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming. That's a breaking ball low and just misses, and the count runs full. That was a good pitch. That's the pitch that Cook was calling. It's a good one to call. I think he just laid off of it. Payoff pitch coming from Morrison to Bo Ankeny in the top of the fourth. That one's hit toward right field, hanging in the air, and Robinson makes the catch on the run, and there's one away. It's a long at-bat for Ankeny, but ends up flying out the right field. Here comes Shamar Dalton. He had a sack fly last time up that scored Jack O'Reilly. Back in the second inning. That tied the game up at two runs apiece. Allen gets in the strike zone. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Morrison. Dalton hits that one off the edge of the bat, going to hang in the air and just to the head of Woody Hedin. So that is a one-out single for Shamar Dalton here in the top of the fourth inning. So that one kind of just nubbed up the end of the bat. Dalton hung in the air and got down for a single. Cameron Laliberte steps in. He had an RBI single his last time up, but was caught stealing back in the second inning. Dalton over at first with the single, and that's in there for a strike, 0-1. Dalton again, a former 10-day contracted player, has earned a spot on this roster. He's done very well for the Flyboys. Stone's now batting 300 on the season. The 0-1 breaks away. Dalton's going to hold up at first base. It's 1-1, all ball in the dirt. The 1-1 pitch coming from Jacob Morrison. That one's hit over through the hole at second. Rounding second base is Dalton. Dalton's going to try to go for third. The throw is on a line and offline at the last minute. Bounces away from third baseman. And Dalton's going to come in, slide in, and he will score. Tag cannot be made by Cook. Saw the throw being wide from the third baseman. Took a weird hop. Rivera couldn't find it. And then the throw home was also wide, and Dalton's going to come scoring in all the way from first base. Well, Liberte's going to end up on second base. See how that's ruled, but now a 6-4 ball game as the Flyboys have cut into the Whistlepig lead. That is a single for Liberte. See if it's ruled an error on any of the throws. Brought home Dalton. They're going to call a throwing error on Irvin Weems, the third. That's got a throw long to third baseman. So that run is, of course, earned to Morrison. So now we got that squared away. Get your scorecards put back up. Miles Smith steps in. And it looks like a ball low, breaking ball 1-0. Rob Smith, pardon me. It is 2-for-2, a run scored. It has a double and a single, so he's halfway to a cycle. On the other end, it's him and Henry Cook have combined for a cycle tonight. Of course, it's not how that works, but, you know. Smith looking for a triple and a home run. The 1-0. That one's outside, 2-0. 6-4 lead now for the Whistlepigs here in the top of the fourth inning. After the throwing error by Weems, brings home Shamar Dalton. The 2-0. Misses low, now 3-0 Smith. Another high-scoring game, it looks like, for the Flyboys to start off the week. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Coming from Morrison. That one gets in there for a strike, 3-1. Oh, he said there's an access road behind us, so you can hear all the traffic going on. Not quite a drag strip. I mean, there's not a whole lot of action, just the sheets next to us and the Wendy's next to the high school. So some guys want to do some racing out here. It's 3-1. That one gets in there, bottom corner of the strike zone. Smith does not like the call, but just found the bottom corner, and it's now 3-2. Battling back is Morrison. Now Liberte at second with one away. Here's the payoff pitch to Miles Smith. Morrison checks on Liberte and fires. Smith throws that one, slings his bat as well, and it goes down for a hit. Rounding first on Liberte, the throw from the outfield, not in time. Liberte is going to score after Miles Smith throws his bat about 50 feet down the line and hits the ball, an RBI single. It went toward the dugout of Princeton. Unconventional, but it works. An RBI single for Smith, and now it's a 6-5 ball game. The bat, I thought at first, went farther than the ball. But the ball just snuck to the outfield. The bat goes flying down the first base line. That's the second time Smith's done that. Granted, he broke his bat at Johnson City the last time he did it, but that one, the bat stayed intact regardless. RBI single, now a 6-5 deficit for the Flyboys. First pitch, Doug Gleed sees, throws over to Robinson at second. For the third, second is wide. Smith's going to take off for third as the ball's going to roll all the way toward the Greenville bullpen. That one's going to move up as Doug Gleed reaches on the error. And all of a sudden, runners at second and third for the Flyboys with just one away. We have pandemonium going on. It's been a wild one already. RBI single for Smith. And then Dub Gleed reaches on the throwing error by Solomon. That's the second error of the inning for the Flyboys. For the Whistlepigs. And now it's just a one-run deficit, and Brock Daniels hits one to the outfield. He can tie this one up. Or if it gets down, possibly take the lead. Daniels has a double today already to his credit. He hits that one over toward Solomon. Solomon, the only play he can make is the first RBI ground out for Daniels, and this game is tied. So we have another wild game, it looks like, in store for the Fly Boys here. As Doug Lee's going to move to third, and the RBI ground out from Daniels ties this ballgame up at six runs apiece in the top of the fourth inning. And David Bishop now has a chance. He can get one down to score Doug Lee, and that would give the Fly Boys the lead back. You never know what you're going to see in the Appy League, folks, but you know you're going to have an exciting one when the Fly Boys are playing. Bishop looks at that first pitch, strike 0-1. Bishop is 1-for-1 today. A single was last time up. Also drew a walk, so he's been perfect in getting on base today. Here's the 0-1 swing and a miss, and Morris then can finally get out of this inning, but it is tied. Six runs apiece. The 0-2 pitch to Bishop. Gleed standing on third base. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball in there, strike three called. And that's a three-pitch strikeout. Morrison to end the inning, but not before. Three more runs are scored by the Fly Boys, and we are all tied up. It looks like Shane Tucker is coming out from the pen. So he will come in relief of David Vizcaino. We'll tell you about him as the Fly Boys look to shut down the West Pigs for the first time tonight. We return. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more, Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Well, now a tied ball game, 6-6 here. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning in what's been a wild one already here at Honeycutt Field in Princeton, West Virginia. And Shane Tucker now in the pitch. Close the door on Vizcaino. He went three innings, giving up seven hits, six runs, only five were earned, walked one, struck out one, gave up a pair of home runs. So Shane Tucker comes in now. Tucker has seen limited action, but he has been solid. Last appearance, he went an inning against Kingsport, struck out two. And got those two strikeouts on six total pitches. Tucker has 12 strikeouts and 6 1/3 of an inning. Has given up zero runs, just two hits, and has walked four. The Long Island Shark has been just that, a shark for the Fly Boys, and will look to be the first pitcher for Greenville to hold the Wispigs off the board so far tonight. It's Woody Hedin steps in. He's 1-for-1 today. And a sack fly is last time up. That first pitch just misses Hedin, and just misses the strike zone. It's 1-0. It's a good pitch from Tucker. Hedin kind of standing over the plate a little bit. Kind of back him up a bit. Here's the 1-0. That one gets in the bottom of the strike zone, 1-1. That would have been a good frame job from Daugherty, but may have just clipped the strike zone. Sitting from the side here, you can't quite tell exactly where it is. So 1-1, that one's nubbed off the end of the bat into Doug Leeds' glove. It's anteater on anteater violence. There's one away. I think it was Irvin Weems. 1-for-2 today. Had a 2 RBI single back in the first that gave the Whistle Pigs a lead. This is not the only high-scoring game going on in the Appy League. 9-6 lead for Pulaski in the top of the sixth inning. So a little further along in that one, but still. 15 combined runs in that one. 12 combined runs in this one. It's been an offensive showcase in a lot of the Appy League games tonight. Weems looks at the ball outside. Bristol, who has lost 6 in a row, is up a touchdown. 7-0 Elizabeth in the bottom of the fifth. So got to keep an eye on that one. After the River Riders, no hit the Flyboys on Sunday. Down trail 7-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's low from Tucker. It's now 2-0. Burlington's up to Johnson City 3-1, top of the fifth. Kingsport was down a bit and then stormed back, take a 4-1 lead on Danville. That Kingsport offense is just unstoppable at times. The 2-0. That one's fouled off, maybe off the face of Ian Daugherty. He looks to be fine. Sun's starting to set. Still some light out here. Here's the stadium lights have turned on here at Honeycutt Field. Princeton, West Virginia. Beautiful night for baseball. Not too warm either. I believe it's going to get down to the low 70s as well. So, going to feel very nice outside for the players. 2-1. That's a breaking ball now. 3-1. We're looking to avoid issuing just his fifth walk of the season. And his first walk of the day to Irvin Weems III. 3-1. That one's fouled off. Weems at the tip of the bat on that one. 3-2. Weems throwing error allowed Dalton to come in and score. And that's why it's 6-6. For me at the moment, it's 6-5. So there's the payoff pitch as Irvin Weems steps in. Face Shane Tucker, payoff pitch. That one's hit over toward Gleed. Gleed picks it up for the first is in time. There's two away, and the Flyboys have a chance for that first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Fortunately, though, they got faced now Owen Blackledge, who hit a no-doubter on the first pitch he saw back in the third inning. Trying to find the Appy League data. This looks like there's been a lot of home runs in the Appy League tonight, it looks like. That first pitch is high for ball 1-0. Blackledge's home run. Well, I thought I saw it. Went 98 miles per hour, 362 feet over the right field wall. He swings that one, pops it high into the air, going back toward the wall and looking up at it and making the catch right at the wall is Miles Smith, and there's a 1-2-3 inning. So Shane Tucker comes in for an inning, and he's the guy that shuts down the Whistle Pigs. Despite that ball taken for a ride by Blackledge, thought that was home run number 2 of the day. But it just stays in the ballpark. So we head to the fifth inning. All squared up at 6 runs apiece. And a wild one here in the Appy League. Let's see if the Flyboys can score again. Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Schwartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire.
Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Well, this Thursday, fans, is Thirsty Thursday at Pioneer Park, and when you're there, you can get $3 20-ounce beers. And when you get those 20-ounce beers, make sure you get Wicked Weed. Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. You can find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Flyboys have tied it up 6-6 at the 3-1 top of the fourth. Shane Tucker was shut down to get a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom of the fourth frame as we're just now reaching the halfway point. This high-scoring affair. Here's Ian Daugherty stepping in. First pitch he sees, he hits out high to the outfield, going to hang in the air, it's going to keep going, it's going, and it is out of here. Ian Daugherty, third home run of the season, and the Flyboys lead it 7-6. Ian Daugherty gets a hold of one here at Honeycutt Field. He's got three this season, and the Oklahoma State Cowboy has given the Flyboys the lead here in the top of the fifth inning. My goodness, Ian Daugherty, and now they're all going to dogpile him in the dugout after ignoring him for a bit. The Flyboys cheering him on after that home run. So first pitch he sees in the fifth inning, Daugherty sends it yard. Flyboys have scored four and answered. Here comes Jack O'Reilly. He's 0-for-1 today, but has a run scored after getting hit by a pitch and reaching back in the second. He hits one high to right field, going to hang up in the air and get out of here for foul. 1-1. So we've seen now three combined home runs in this game. 13 combined runs, 17 combined hits. And it's just the top of the fifth inning. That's now four unanswered runs for the Flyboys. It made a 7-6 ball game thanks to one swing of the bat by Ian Daugherty. Hopefully get the Appy League data on that one. 1-1. High. Now 2-1. Daugherty's third home run of the season. He leads the team now in homers. That pitch to O'Reilly gets in there for a strike. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Jack O'Reilly. That one's high. Count runs full and Morrison in danger of walking his first batter of the night after giving up the home run. 7-6 lead for the Flyboys on a ball that just snuck out of here at Honeycutt Field. The bat of Ian Daugherty. Here's the payoff pitch. Allen's fouled right toward us and now play. And O'Reilly will reset. Here's the payoff pitch. That one hits O'Reilly. That's the second time he's been hit tonight. He's going to take a jog over the first base in the top of the fifth inning. It's the second time he's been plunked as Jack O'Reilly. He's a little slow now to walk over. Rhea Mueller's going to come out for a bit to check on him, but it's going to wave her off and believe he's fine. So, second time O'Reilly's been hit tonight. Looks to be fine, and now Bo Ankeny steps in. Ankeny will step in now. We have O'Reilly at first, 7-6 ball game for the home run by Ian Daugherty. That one's high, 1-0. Ankeny and Daugherty were tied for the lead on the team with two home runs apiece. Now Daugherty hits his third of the season. 1-0 pitch now coming to Ankeny. Allen's hit high and goes back off the netting. It's 1-1. Ankeny had a couple of swings last time he was up that if he could have connected, would have been out of here for sure. Riley at first after being hit for the second time today, so kind of banged up as the Villanova Wildcat. 1-1 pitch coming from Morrison after the home run was given up. Now a breaking ball is high, 2-1. Seven-six ball game, and we're only in the top of the fifth inning. Plenty of time for more shenanigans. 2-1. Allen breaks down low, and it's 3-1. I wonder what happens with these games after an off day, how teams respond, what teams do the night before. What players do, and kind of reset and come out after playing a couple of days. And once you get two off days next week for July 4th. After July 4th, you get the 5th and the 6th off. There's a scouting combine going on, though, in Charlotte, however. 3-1. Hunt's fouled off 3-2. USA Baseball holding a scouting combine for FA League players. I believe that's one of those invite-onlys, I believe. Not entirely sure of the full details there, but that's good to see. Get a lot of the guys in, the potential All-Stars. Best players in the league will get to be scouted by Major League Baseball. Here's the payoff pitch. Ankeny skies that one out of play. And everybody reset. Kingsport now leads Danville 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh. That's the game that's moving along the quickest right now. There's been some high-scoring games. 7-0 for Bristol and a 9-6 for Pulaski over Bluefield. And 7-6 for Greenville right now, or Princeton. Just in the top of the fifth inning. Here's payoff pitch number two to Ankeny. Ankeny hits that one to third. The first second is in time for the first. Also in time. Hits all off the ground by Blackledge. Double play. That was a close one both ways as the throw from the third baseman Rivera. It's a little bit offline to Solomon, and Solomon had to turn around and make the throw to first, but get the double play. There's two outs at the top of the fifth. I've had a substitution that I'm just now seeing. My mistake. Jalen DeBose has come in to play center field to replace Jesse Robinson Jr., so my mistake on that. So I find Jesse Robinson Jr. done for the day. That happened the last time these two teams played. As Shamar Dalton looks at first pitch, strike on the corner, 0-1. Robinson was taken out for a while, and he'd done well. Robinson, 1-for-3 with a run scored, but I guess I'm going to change some things up on that whistle pig defense. Down 7-6, 0-1. Breaking ball is low, 1-1. Trying to find that same spot again was Morrison, who has a strikeout today. Strike out the end of the last inning. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside. 2-1. Sun starting to set. It's a beautiful night here in Princeton, West Virginia. First of a two-game set between these cross-division foes. 2-1. That one's hit off the end of the bat by Dawn Sky into the air. It's going to go to foul territory. Hangs in the air, and diving catch cannot be made in the bullpen. By the left fielder, Jack Burden. That would have been a phenomenal catch. Went off the end of his glove. And Dalton stays alive. That ball hung in the air. Rivera couldn't find it. Burden had to slide all the way over from left field. Right in front of where the pitchers are sitting in the bullpen for the Flyboys. And Dalton just stays alive and the inning continues. 2-2 pitch coming to Shamar Dalton. Here's the pitch. Dalton nubs that one up the short. Picked up by Hedin. Hedin throws the first on a line, and oh, it was dropped by Blackledge at the last second. That would have ended the inning. That was going to be a close play, but Blackledge just could not hold on to that one. I believe they're going to roll that an infield single since it was such a close play. But it looks like they are. Infield single for Dalton. Blackledge just could not hold on to the ball. Great throw by Hedin. And Dalton with the infield single. That's the 11th hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys. As Cameron Laliberte steps in with Dalton at first base and two outs. The innings continuing. Here's the pitch from Morrison in there for a strike 0-1. Laliberte is 2-for-2 today with a run scored and an RBI. An RBI single. But was also picked off trying to steal second base. And that one they're going to pick off Dalton at first. So quick move by Morrison. Dalton gets picked off at first base. And the inning is over. So Fly Boys, though, take a lead again off the solo shot by Ian Daugherty. And we're going to see Shane Tucker again. Can the Shark close it out again and keep Princeton off the scoreboard for the second straight inning? We'll find out together. Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Seven-6 lead for the Fly Boys here after Ian Daugherty's solo shot. Gives the Fly Boys a lead in this one. Elizabethan has scored a run against Bristol, so it's now 7-1 in the bottom of the sixth. River Rush can climb back. Pulaski still up 9-6 on Bluefield, top of the seventh. Burlington up 3-1 on Johnson City. They just started top of the sixth. And Kingsport is up on Danville 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Axemen looking to extend their lead. 7-6 here. Fly Boy lead after the home run by Ian Daugherty. Four runs unanswered. And Shane Tucker has been lights out on the mound so far as he gets a first pitch strike. On to Jason Neff. Next pitch throws another strike from Tucker, and that's 0-2. So Tucker working quickly. It's Neff is 0-2 today. Him and Rivera are the only two that have not reached base safely for the Whistle Pigs. That one is just outside, and it's now 1-2. Technically, the Bows, as he has just come in on defense. He's not at a bat yet. Not bat yet, pardon me. The 1-2. That one's chopped foul, and Neff stays alive. Neff's 0-2, Rivera's 0-2. Neff has struck out once. Solomon's 0-for-1, but reached on error. Pardon me, he's 0-for-0. He's drawn two walks. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss of the ball of dirt. Daugherty makes the tag. There's strikeout number one by Tucker. And he has retired 4 in a row. Tried the first four batters he's seen. Bronson Rivera will step in with one away after the 5-pitch strikeout from Shane Tucker. works quickly, fires, and a breaking ball misses high, 1-0. Tucker's been phenomenal out the pen this year for the Flyboys, keeping them in some games, has shut down some offenses and looking to hold Princeton off the board with a one-run lead. The 1-0 misses just low. I thought Daugherty kind of good enough frame job there to get the call, but did not. 2-0. Tucker will get set. Fires. That one's fouled off to the road behind us. Find the stadium, and it's now 2-1. Link up field. Very nice ballpark here at Princeton High School. Princeton, West Virginia. It's a beautiful sunset just to our left. 2-1. That one's sky to the outfield. Hanging in the air. Miles Smith will track it down. Makes the catch. And there are two outs. So, Flyboys have retired 5 in a row. Pardon me. 6 in a row. Tucker's retired 5 in a row by himself. Jack Burden steps up. He had a double his last time up. Came around the score off the RBI triple by Cook, who has been phenomenal so far tonight in his debut for the Whistle Pigs. He stands on deck, hoping to reach in this inning. Squaring the bunt was Burden, and it went foul, and that would have been a beautiful bunt single. His Bishop was playing pretty deep and a wave in the third base line. Said Burns going to walk back, and everybody's going to reset. Now 7-2 in that Bristol Elizabethan game. So River Riders crawling their way back. Bristol trying to end their 6-game losing streak. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in there from Tucker, and it's now 0-2. So that takes away the bunt for sure from Burden. 0-2 with two outs. Tucker looking to get another 1-2-3 inning. Gets set. Fires. That's high and outside. 1-2. 22 pitches, 13 strikes for Shane Tucker so far in this one. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Tucker. That one's hit foul off the netting and high resets. And you think, I don't know about the base pass for Cook next inning. Oh, one run solo shot would tie this game up. They'd love to go ahead and get out of this inning and then maybe get some runs, get some insurance. So that way if Cook decides to show off the power once again, he doesn't hurt you too much. The 1-2. That one gets in there. Strike three. Shane Tucker once again shuts down the Whistle Pigs. Another 1-2-3 inning. So we've played five here. Flyboys holding on to a slim 7-6 lead. We head to the sixth inning. Can the Flyboys score again? Find out with us on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Seven-six lead for the Flyboys after Ian Dahlia solo shot. Shane Tucker came up big with two scoreless frames. And has kept the Whistle Pigs off the board in this one. Time the last six batters. From the last seven batters have been retired and all by this flyboy defense, and the last six have been retired by Tucker. 7-6 ball game. Here in Princeton, West Virginia, heading to the top of the sixth inning. What's been an exciting one, for sure, to start off a new week in the Appy League. Scoring the bunt to start it off is Laliberte. Beautiful bunt on the third base line. Laliberte is going to get there. Bunt single to start off the top of the sixth inning. Cameron Laliberte pulls out the bunt. It's a bunt single. I believe that's just the second bunt single of the year. That's only the fourth bunt attempted of the year for the Flyboys, and they've had two bunt singles. That starts off top of the sixth inning. That's the 12th hit of the ball game already. For the fourth time today, here comes Miles Smith. He's a perfect 3-for-3. Two runs scored in RBI, has a double, back-to-back singles. Smith steps in with all the bear tape at first base. He swings the first pitch he sees. It's going to get, no! That ball is going to get down. That was a great play by Woody Hedin. He kind of flew out of nowhere on the run to make the catch. What a play. Little blooper off the end of the bat. Looked like it was going to no man's land. Hedin robs his teammate from UC Irvine. And the team Hedin kind of looking at him and smiling a little bit, knowing he got the better of his UC Irvine teammate. So one away now for Dub Gleed. He reached on an error his last time up. You have to record a hit tonight. It's him and Jack O'Reilly have yet to record hits. For the Flyboys, that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Everybody's reached safely for the Flyboys tonight. Miles Smith, Laliberte have both had three hits tonight. They're going to check on Laliberte at first, and he's back in time. Jamar Dalton has two hits tonight. Everybody else has at least one, except for a rallying Gleed. Well, Baker's going to try to steal second again, and he's caught stealing once again. Another perfect throw from Cook to Solomon, and it's 0-2 with two outs. So, Laliberte, second time tonight he's been caught stealing on a beautiful throw from Henry Cook. Now it's an 0-2 count for Dub Gleed as the Whistle Pigs look to get a 1-2-3 inning and hold the Flyboys off the scoreboard, first time since the third. Pardon me, I'm going to say it's 1-1 count. The 1-1. Allen gets in there for a strike, 1-2. Sam Morrison can get out of this one after allowing the bunt single. A great play by Hedin. Then Cook guns out Laliberte at second. Now a chance to get a strikeout of Gleed in the inning. The 1-2. That one's outside. Oh, strike three did Morrison, but just a little bit low, and now it's deuces wild for Dub Gleed. 2-2 pitch. That one's in there, strike three. Gleed knew it, and that's a 1-2-3. Not really a 1-2-3 inning, but turns out to be a scoreless inning for the Flyboys, and a quick one in top of the sixth. Head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Still just a 7-6 lead for the Flyboys, and Shane Tucker is going to go out for a third inning of work. See if he can shut down the Whistle Pigs again here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service, and the Ad Council.
Shane Tucker back out for another inning of work. He has retired six in a row and kept the Wispigs off the board. The Flyboys have scored four unanswered and lead it 7-6 here. The bottom of the sixth inning. Fortunately for Tucker, he'll have to face off against the highest hitter in the Appy League already. He's only had two at-bats. It's Hendrick Cook. He's 2-for-2 with a run scored and two RBI. Hit a solo shot in his first ever at-bat for Princeton. And then hit an RBI triple in his second at-bat. So Cook will step in to face off against Shane Tucker. 7-6 ball game. Slight lead. This is the longest appearance already for Tucker. In the Flyboys uniform going two innings with a pair of strikeouts. That one misses high for ball 1-0. Not allowed a hit or a run so far out of the bullpen. He's been phenomenal. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Tucker. That one's it. Sky Highward into tough territory. A rally diving catch is made. Are you serious? Jack O'Reilly, the jack of all trades, comes flying in to rob Cook of a hit. There's one away. Bottom of the sixth inning. My goodness. That was phenomenal. From Jack O'Reilly, all his body all the way out to get that one. There's one away for A.J. Solomon here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch to Solomon. That one gets in there for strike 0-1. Yeah, that one needs to appear on Sports Center tomorrow for sure. Or tonight. Because, oh my goodness. What a play by Jack O'Reilly. 0-1. That one gets the bottom of the strike zone. That's 0-2. And Tucker has going to work on these batters. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming from Tucker. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Shane Tucker. Third strikeout of the night. He's retired 8 in a row now. So for the first time tonight, we'll see Jalen DeBose as he comes in to replace Robinson in the top of the order with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. After O'Reilly's diving catch, then a strikeout from Shane Tucker. Here's the pitch in the dirt. It's 1-0. DeBose this season batting just 130 on the year. Outfielder from Florida Atlantic University down in Boca Raton of the Conference USA. Here's the 1-0. Hit on a line foul. It's 1-1. Hit toward the dugout. The whistle picks up there. I got out of the way. They've had a bat flying out from Miles Smith earlier in the evening. They had to keep their heads on a swivel down the dugout just below the bleachers. The 1-1. That one's fouled off, same direction, and it's 1-2, and Tucker can get his fourth strikeout of the evening. 1-2 pitch, two away. Gets set, fires. In the dirt, blocked by Daugherty. Now, deuces are wild. For number two, DeBose. Nine straight total batters have been retired by the Flyboys. Eight straight with Shane Tucker in the game. So, looking to make it 10 straight total batters and go for the lineup without a single Wispig reach against Tucker. 2-2. Outside, count runs full. Three strikeouts today. Has not allowed a hit or a run. Looking to avoid allowing his first walk of the night. Here's the payoff pitch. That one's low, and there's a two-out walk drawn by DeBose. So the streak of batters ends at 9. Straight retired for the Whistle Pigs.
Come on, for the Whistle Pigs.
And Woody Hedin will step up. Dean flew out the short his last time up. Does have a sack fly and a single day. Made a great defensive play to rob a hit from Miles Smith the last inning. Hedin nubs that one high into the air and looks like Smith is going to get his revenge. Makes a catch on the run at the wall and ends the inning. So not a 1-2-3 inning, but Shane Tucker keeps the Whistle Pigs off the board. That's three straight scoreless innings for Princeton. We head to the top of the seventh inning. Greenville up 7-6 here. Fly Boys, Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Heading to the top of the seventh inning, and fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. So McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. A team of experienced agents will guide you in every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can also find the McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So Brock Daniels will lead off the top of the seventh inning. 7-6 lead for the Flyboys in what's been a wild back-and-forth affair. 1-for-3 tonight is Daniels. Looks like the first pitch strike from Morrison. 1-for-3 with 2 RBI for Daniels. RBI double. So that one misses low. It's ball 1-1. RBI on a sack fly. Tonight. That one's in the dark. RBI ground out, pardon me. 2-1. Now Daniels. So it's at 7 RBI in the last two games he's played in. He didn't play on Sunday. It's pretty good. 2-1 to Daniels. That one gets in there. Just gets in there from Morrison. It's 2-2. Daniels falls a little high, but that one just snuck in there. It's now a cool night here in Princeton. Sun going down. In the low 70s. 2-2. Breaking ball just misses. Morrison falls out of strike 3. Just could not find the edge of the strike zone. And it's now 3-2. Last pitch to Daniels literally just caught the edge of the strike zone, according to our track man. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. No doubt about that one. Morrison gets the strikeout. I believe that is his third of the day. It is. He's gotten back-to-back strikeouts, actually. And there's one away in the top of seventh inning for David Bishop.
Third base, number 28, David Bishop.
Bishop tonight. Solid 1-for-2. Also drew a walk. Has struck out once. That was his last time up. Morrison, that one's hit on the line. Right to Dean. He makes the catch. And there's two away. So Woody Hedin has been very good at short for the Whistlepigs this year. And continues to make great plays. Took about two steps to his right. Got the catch on the line drive. And Dougherty two away for Ian Dougherty, who hit a moonshot his last time up. Let's see if maybe Happy League Data has a tracker on that one. Swings at first, but he sees hanging up toward the left field side, going to hang in the air and will not be called. Will get down. Would have been a close play, and Ian Daugherty gets a two-out single. That was a weird play. The ball kind of hung in the air and couldn't find it for a bit. Could the left fielder Jack Burden, and it just lands. So that's a single for Daugherty with two outs. In top of the seventh, and Jack O'Reilly comes up. O'Reilly has not recorded a hit today, but has reached base all three times. He's been plunked twice. Scored one run. Also does have a single, or excuse me, drew a walk. Fouls that one off. It's 0-1. Two outs after the two-out single by Ian Daugherty. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Now it's 0-2, and Morrison can get out of a jam and keep the Flyboys off the board for the second straight inning. 7-6 lead for Greenville here in the top of the seventh inning. Still plenty of time for the Whistle Bigs to come back. They've been held scoreless for three straight innings thanks to Shane Tucker. 0-2. That one's hit on a line to right field. Right fielder takes two steps back. It's caught. And that ends the inning. Weems was right there to make the catch. So, Flyboys get a two-out single but can't do anything with it. Looks like Shane Tucker back out again looking for a fourth inning of work. See if he can keep the Whistle Pigs off the board again. Flyboys up 7-6 here in Princeton. My boy is Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Well, thanks to some diving catches and then three strikeouts, Shane Tucker's gone three innings. Hasn't got a single run. Has walked one, struck out three. At one point, he retired. Eight batters in a row by himself. 10 total batters retired for the Flyboys at one point before issuing a walk. With two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. But nothing done, no damage done. The Flyboys. Well, a slim 7-6 lead after all those runs were scored in the first three innings. It was a 6-3 lead after the first third of this game, and then four unanswered so far for the Flyboys. Have a slim 7-6 lead thanks to the solo shot by Ian Daugherty. There's Irvin Weems, the third, who made a catch to end the last inning. Down just one. The Whistle Pigs have three outs to score just one run, push this one to extras. As there is a body in the Flyboy bullpen warming up. Let's see if we can get a good check on that number. Yeah, can't quite tell from here. First pitch in there for a strike from Tucker. Tucker's done well in this one. I believe that's Andrew Moronis from here. That one's chopped foul of it too. Actually, maybe Caswell Smith. It's either 15 or 17. Maybe third option might be Brian Yetter. Brian Yetter shaved his beard off, and I do not recognize him at all. And I think it might be a 13. Can't quite tell from this distance. So we'll see. 0-2 from Tucker. That one's lifted high to the air toward right field. Dalton going to run over, find it, and finds it the last minute. Calls off Ankeny, and there's one away. There's also, way off in the distance, by the way, you may have slightly heard it. There are fireworks being shot off, and I don't know by whom. You can kind of see them over a tree line that goes behind downtown, so who knows, you know. Everybody loves to celebrate June 28th, so. Our finest holiday, of course. This is Owen Blackledge. He has a home run tonight. First pitch he looks at just misses off the edge, 1-0. 41 pitches, 26 strikes for Shane Tucker. He's been very good tonight. Hasn't given up a single hit or a run. Has walked one and struck out three. He has done his job for sure. 1-0. That one finds the edge. It's 1-1. Of course, June 28th, being from South Carolina, is Carolina Day, which is when South Carolina won the Battle of Fort Moultrie down in Charleston, South Carolina, won the first battles of the Revolutionary War. So maybe it's made all its way up to West Virginia. Same spot Tucker was looking for, misses, 2-1. Not familiar with West Virginia state holidays, to be sure. No national holidays I know of on June 28th, so. Maybe someone just wanted to practice for July 4th. 2-1. That one's high, 3-1. Of course, July 4th, spending at Pioneer Park. Five Boys and the Doughboys renew their rivalry. We will have a fireworks extravaganza on July 4th. Game starts at 7 o'clock. Get your tickets now because they will sell out quick. 3-1 swing and a miss. Big swing from Blackledge. Count runs full. Tucker looking for fireworks of his own. He has quieted the fireworks of this Whistle Pig offense so far tonight. In 3 1/3 of an inning out of the bullpen. Payoff pitch coming to Owen Blackledge with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. That one swung on. And just fouled off by Blackledge to the backstop. Everybody will reset. Jermaine Curtis has been going out to get the balls and has been throwing them into the stands to some fans. He's kind of in a little section, kind of away from the dugout. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tucker gets his fourth of the night. They're two away here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes Jason Knepp, and he struck out his last time up. He has struck out twice tonight. Looking to get or avoid the Silver Sombrero is the catcher, or designated hitter tonight. Plays catcher normally. Here's the pitch. Misses low, 1-0. So Tucker can go four innings. That's double his longest outing of the year. He went actually well more than that. Went 1 2/3 of an inning. It's his longest outing. 1-0. Breaking ball. Yeah, it's in there for a strike. 1-1. That came back against Bristol on June 14th when he got the win. My boys walked it off against the State Liners. 1-1. Check swing. They're going to say Knepp went around. It's 1-2. Tucker looking for his fifth. Struck out of the ball game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, and that broke way too high. It's 2-2. By the way, Ian Dollard, he just got the TrackMan data on that home run. That ball came off the bat, 98 miles per hour, went 415 feet. 2-2 for Tucker. Swing and a miss, a ball in the dirt. Daugherty makes the tag. That's back-to-back strikeouts for Shane Tucker. He has been lights out for the Flyboys. Four innings of work, five strikeouts, and just one walk. And he has kept the Whistle Pigs off the scoreboard. We head to the top of the eighth. Flyboys look to extend their lead up 7-6 here. The Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Pump US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Shane Tucker has been absolutely dominant this evening, as he has gone four innings, has not given up a single hit, has walked just one, and has struck out five. Most importantly, he has kept the Whistle Pigs off the scoreboard for four straight scoreless innings. Flyboys lead 7-6. They haven't scored in two straight innings, so Morrison has recovered nicely those first two innings while he was struggling for a bit. He's done well for sure. Now we turn to a defensive battle, and that's what we kind of said was
first base number 35, Bo Hampton.
See what happens here with Bo Ankeny leading off top of the eighth inning. Saying he'll step in, Morrison back out. Morrison is not out there anymore, so close the book on Morrison. He goes four innings. We'll get you the name of this new pitcher. That's number 31. This pitch finds the outside corner, 1-1. Andres Galan from California comes out for the final two innings of work. Has a 1-1 count on Bo Ankeny, so apologies for missing Gallant's first few pitches. That one's hit on a line by Ankeny, hanging in the air. It's going to hang up way too much, as it'll be caught by Jack Burden. That one hung up in the air too much, as Burden was able to mosey on underneath that one to get the out.
How about it for Greenville, right field number four, Shamar Dalton.
One away here in the top of the eight for Shamar Dalton. Don't step in. We'll extend this slim 7-6 lead. He is perfect 2-for-2 today. Looks like a strike that just finds the bottom from Galan. It's 0-1. Going 2-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored in this one. He has been phenomenal. 0-1. In the dirt, and it's 1-1. Looking at stats for Galan this season, he has a 3.77 ERA, a 1-0 record, 14 2/3 innings pitch. Also has a save. That one is high and 2-1. Galan did play against Greenville back on June 16th. Went 4 1/3 of an inning, and up 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them were earned, and struck out 3. 2-1. The dirt again. Now it's 3-1. So he's familiar with these hitters. Last outing, got the save against Pulaski back on June 26th, just 2 days ago. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Just blew it right by him. Now the count runs full. Got save of the River Turtles in one inning of work, giving up just one hit, one run, walking one. Most importantly, though, got the save and got the win for his team. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Galan blows it right by Dalton. Back-to-back pitches. Gets his first strikeout of the ball game. They're now two away here in the top of the eighth inning. think it was Cameron Laliberte. He's a perfect 3-for-3 today. A run scored, an RBI, but he's been caught stealing twice. So Laliberte has been able to get on, but he's only been able to come around and score once. There's this from Galan, breaks down low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 with two outs. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Allen's foul tipped into the glove of Cook. 1-1. So Flyboys haven't scored in two innings now, looking to avoid a third. Westbrook's haven't scored in four innings after we saw an explosion of offense early. 1-1. Breaks away. 2-1. Shane Tucker probably done. I would assume, like we said, I believe it was Brian Yetter. Again, Brian Yetter shaved his beard off, so I can't quite tell. It looks like a 13 from this distance. Let's see. 2-1 hits skyward by Laliberte. Cook's going to run over. He's going to hang in the air right in front of the dugout and will get out of play off the very top of the awning. Other fans now 2-2. Bristol up 9-2 now. Elizabeth in the top of the eighth. So look at the end of their six-game losing streak of the State Liners. Kingsport's up 6-1 on Danville in top of the ninth. They're two outs away from earning a win. They're third straight. Burlington on top of Johnson City 6-3 after the Doughboys had tied it. And then Pulaski and Bluefield tied at 9 runs apiece in top of the ninth. So it's going to be an exciting finish down in Bluefield, Virginia. 7-6 lead for the Flyboys here. 2-2 pitch. Swing at one in the dirt. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Galan gets back-to-back strikeouts. Flyboys go down 1-2-3. So they haven't scored in three innings in a row. Wissabigs haven't scored in four innings in a row. And actually, it looks like Shane Tucker going back out again for a fifth inning of arc. He will get onto the mound and look to shut down the Wissabigs once again. 7-6 lead for the Flyboys here to the bottom of the eighth inning. No, Flyboys. Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Seven, six lead, Flyboys. Shane Tucker out for a fifth inning of work. He has been phenomenal tonight. Five strikeouts, just one walk, has not allowed a hit or a run. It's been a very close game. 7-6 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the eighth. Bronson Rivera steps up. He's 0-3 tonight. Looking to get off the schneid here. Tucker comes in, fires in the dirt, blow one up. Tucker is prone now. His longest outing in the Appy League. Four innings, 1-0. Gets in there for a strike, 1-1. It's been phenomenal from the bullpen, for sure. Something that's been shaky at times with the Flyboys. Tucker's been the one constant, you feel like. The 1-1. In the dirt now, 2-1. He's proving himself tonight. That was just thrown 56 pitches, 34 strikes tonight. 2-1 pitch coming from Tucker. That one finds the bottom of the strike zone. Good pitch, 2-2. Shane Tucker. Out of his mind right now. He's going right at these batters. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming from Tucker to Rivera. Delivers and fires. That one's hit on a line toward second base. Throw from Daniels is in time. And there's one away. So he gets the ground out. Does. Tucker and Jack Burden will come in. Burden 1-for-3 of a run score and a strikeout tonight. Burden did have a double back in the third inning and came around to score off that RBI triple from Cook. Looks at first pitch strike 0-1. So Henry Cook started off with a home run and a triple, but it flew out to left his last time up. He stands on the on-deck circle. Burden up now, 0-1. That one goes off the glove of Daugherty, and it's out of play, 1-1. Let's turn to a cool night at the ballpark. Not too warm. Feels very nice outside. High cut field, 1-1. Burden gets underneath that one, nubs that one high into the air. Going to be a tough play. Dalton runs in. Dalton makes the slide. Dalton cannot grab the ball. As it gets underneath him, there's the first hit allowed by Shane Tucker. That would have been a heck of a play by Dalton. He came sliding in from right field. A little nubber that hung in the air. Dalton slid down, and it just got underneath his body. So there's the first hit given up by Shane Tucker. A single for Burden. And now Henry Cook steps in. He is dangerous. He'll look to power one to the wall and try to bring Burden home and tie this game up. That was in the dirt, gets away from Daugherty, and Burden's going to walk 90 feet up on the pass ball. That one may have just gone off the edge of the glove of Daugherty. Let's see if it's a pass ball or wild pitch, but regardless now, Burden's in scoring position with just one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cook steps in. Has a home run and a triple tonight. Two RBI. That's going to be ruled a wild pitch by Tucker. 1-0. That one misses low. 2-0. This is Tucker's longest outing of the year. So, saw pitchers warming up for the Fly Boys, but now bullpen is kind of standing around and waiting right now. A 2-0 pitch. Check swing. They're going to say Cook went around. 2-1. Cook fault. He held up, but home plate umpire says no. Snuck around, and it's now 2-1. Here's a 2-1 pitch coming from Shane Tucker. Burden at second, 2-1. That one's chopped over to Bishop at third. Bishop grabs it, going to throw over the first. It is in time, 2-away. Great play by Bishop. Had to read a weird hop off the angle. Grabs the ball, throws it over to Ankeny, 2 down. So I'm a pinch hitter now. And Amir Cornier is now going to pinch hit for Robinson. The bullpen's getting active for the Fly Boys. Amir Cornier from Gaston College down in North Carolina, JUCO. Jackson, New Jersey native, steps in to replace Solomon. So one player from a Tar Heel school replaces another. 2 outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a pitch from Tucker to Cornier. He skies that one to right field. Dalton will make the easy catch on the run, grabs it, and gets out of the inning. Another inning unscathed for Shane Tucker. He is from a gym. 5 innings, 5 strikeouts, just 1 hit. And no runs allowed. If that's the end of Tucker's line, he has done phenomenal to keep this a 7-6 lead. Fly Boys have 3 outs to extend their lead. We're at the top of the ninth. It'll be an exciting finish here in Princeton, West Virginia. You don't want to miss a single second. The Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different.
and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Our boys up 7-6 here in the top of the ninth inning. They've not scored in three innings, have the Fly Boys, but thanks to Shane Tucker, five scoreless innings tossed. And the Fly Boys hold on to a slim one-run lead. What's been a fun ball game for sure. Fall is going to be an offensive showcase, and it was for a while, and now it's kind of slowed down a little bit. We've had three straight scoreless innings for both teams. Only one run needed for the Whistle Pigs to tie it up, but Miles Smith will step in looking to extend the lead if possible here. We're the Fly Boys. Hirschfish to Smith's in there for a strike, 0-1. That's Gallon out there once again. Pitching four. What's the exact ball? Misses outside. 1-1. It just missed outside, too, as well. That one's in the first strike. 1-2. Gallon's gotten two straight strikeouts, so he has done well in his relief effort. Here's the 1-2. Off number. Over the third baseman's head. Goes over Rivera's head. Smith's going to go round first. He's going to slide into second. No, he's not even going to slide. He's going to get there, stand up, lead off double. That was a bold move by Smith to keep going as he just stands on second base, gets in there safely, and a leadoff double for Miles Smith in the top of the ninth inning. So Smith now has recorded four hits tonight and a pair of doubles. Smith stands on second, and Dub Gleed comes up, fouls that one out of play. 0-1. Gleed tonight is 0-4. A pair of strikeouts. Looking to get his first hit of the night, and will probably be his last at bat of the night, you assume. That's why I'm always going to bat around here. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses well outside from Gallon. And it's 1-1. I was looking to start off their week with another win for a cross-division foe after they knocked off Pulaski last Tuesday 9-4. A little bit closer here, 7-6. The 1-1 pitch. Gallon's going to look back at Smith. Smith's going to walk all the way back to second base. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Gallon. That one misses outside, 2-1. My boys will wrap up against Princeton tomorrow before heading home to take on Elizabethton in a two-game series on Thursday and Friday, and a three-game series with Johnson City with two games in Greenville on Saturday and Monday. That one misses outside from Gallon, now 3-1. You're on Sunday. Will be a normal nine-inning game on July 3rd at 7 o'clock. So No seven-inning Sunday because of the July 3rd holiday to give every team a Independence Day weekend fireworks celebration. 3-1. Foul is off the end of the bat. High into the air. Going to hold up, and Weems will make the catch. Smith look the tag up, and a good throw gets in. And there's one away. That's a good throw by Weems once again. So one away.
How about it for Greenville? Second base, number two,
Brock Daniels. For Brock Daniels. And Daniels has, again, seven RBI in the last two games he's played in. Looking to get number eight. It's third of the night. His RBI ground out that scored one, and RBI double that scored Smith back in the first. You have a 1-0 lead, now a 7-6 lead. Daniels hits that one off the bat. Into center field, hanging in the air. It's going to be caught. Smith's going to tag up. The throw to third is on the line, but Smith slides in there safely, and that's productive for sure. They're going to say if Smith left early, and Smith is safe. Everybody for the whistle pigs fault Smith left early through the second and confirmed that he is fine. So moves the runner over. This is Daniels, and he's 90 feet away from making it a two-run ball game. With two outs for David Bishop.
How about it for Greenville? Third base number 28, David Bishop.
Bishop's got some power for sure. Love to get one. Another run in. He swings and misses that one, 0-1. Swinging for the fences on that one was Bishop for sure. There are some pitchers warming up in the bullpen for the fly ball. He's got to wonder if Tucker's going to come out to close this one out in a six-inning appearance from the bullpen. Or that pitcher will come in 0-1. Bishop check swing, can't hold up, and now it's 0-2 and go line is strike away from getting out of the jam. Down 7-6, needs to hold fly boys off the board to give the Whistle Pigs a chance in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the 0-2 coming. The Bishop. Swing and a miss. Three pitches, three strikes. The line gets out of the jam. So the Fly Boys get a runner 90 feet away, but can't extend their lead. The Whistle Pigs have three outs to get one run across, and there'll be a new pitcher for the Fly Boys. So Tucker's night is done. We will let you know about the new hurler for the Greenville Fly Boys. Say jog in. Let you know all about it when we return with Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Andrew Morones is going to come in to try to close this one out for the Fly Boys. Close the book on Tucker. He goes six innings. Five innings is of one hit. Walks one and strikes out five. Morones looking for the save here, up 7-6. Morones this season has settled in comfortably as he has gone 9 1/3 of an inning, seven hits, five runs, just three of it earned. Seven walks, 17 strikeouts. He struck out seven of the 11 batters he faced against Johnson City in three innings pitched on June 18th. Last appearance was against Kingsport back on the 24th, went one inning, gave a hit, walked one, struck out two. Morales has not given up a run since opening night, June 2nd, against Kingsport when he gave up five. So, Morones coming in to do the job, get three outs, and get the Fly Boys out of here of a win. As the bullpen has been phenomenal for Fly Boys. Well, on the shoulders of Shane Tucker. So Jalen DeBose will step in as the West picks at three outs to score at least one run. To tie this one up, push to the extras. DeBose drew a walk his last time up, the only walk Tucker allowed. Here's the pitch, and DeBose squared the bunt. That one misses high from Morones, 1-0. Got some finals in the Appy League. Kingsport knocks off Danville 6-1, so Kingsport is 19-5 now in the season, so one win away from 20 wins. So we edge closer to the halfway point. The 1-0 from Morones. That one gets the edge of the strike zone in there, 1-1. It's a San Joaquin Delta on California, 1-1. Swing, and that one's foul, tipped into the glove of Daugherty, and it's 1-2. So Morones firing on all cylinders right now. Here in the ninth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, but the ball gets by Daugherty. The DeBose is going to run toward first, and he's going to get there safely. That's a strikeout, but it's dropped by Daugherty. And now, with one swing of the bat, Woody Hedin can end the inning, and Ian Daugherty is trying to argue a case for that was a foul ball. It was not, according to our home plate umpire. So Woody Hedin steps in, runner at first base. Nobody out. The drop strikeout hurt the Fly Boys last week. They were up 7-4 on Kingsport with two outs, two strikes, and a dropped strikeout by Cameron Oliberte loaded the bases, would have ended the game, and Kingsport came back and tied at 7. Now with just a one-run lead, Hedin can end it with one swing of the bat. Where's the bunt? That one's high in the air. Daugherty grabs it in foul territory, one away. Hedin went to bunt to move the DeBose in the scoring position and fouled it right back into the air. Daugherty makes the catch, and there's finally one away. Yeah, I wonder, there would be two away and a lot more pressure on Irvin Weems III. Remember, he is 1-for-4 with 2 RBI today. So he had an RBI, 2 RBI single back in the first. Hasn't reached base since then. Double play within the ball game for the Fly Boys. 7-6 lead, one out. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The DeBose on first base after striking out. The ball was dropped by Daugherty. That pitch gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Morones has been phenomenal in this season out of the bullpen, looking for another solid outing to get the save and the win for the Fly Boys. The 0-1. That one's swing and a miss, 0-2. Blackledge is on deck. He has the homer today off of Vizcaino. And if you get a strikeout here, and then Blackledge takes you over the fence, ball game over. The 0-2 pitch coming from Morones to Weems. Here's the pitch. Outside, 1-2. Gotta watch the DeBose over at first as he may look to steal second. 1-2 pitch coming from Andrew Morones. Fires. That one's low and away. Holding off was Weems, and it's now 2-2. Greenville with a win would get back to 500 at 12-12. Well, the Wisp Pigs would move to 11-13 with a victory. That would be their second straight. They're splitting this past weekend. 2-2. Swing! And a miss, strike three. Morones' second strikeout of the game. Game should be over, so now we face Owen Blackledge comes into the box to face the Fly Boys.
All right, for the whistle pigs. First base, number 36, Blackledge.
Blackledge, 1-for-4. But that one was a homer over the right field fence. He does that here. Or heck, it's anything down in the outfield. You gotta think they're gonna try to send the Bows to score and win the ball game. Rodez gets set. He'll deliver. That was in that first strike going one. Two strikes away. Rodez getting the save. Fly Boys earning their 12th win of the season. Once again, starting off the week with a victory. Here's the 0-1. In the dirt, blocked by Daugherty, 1-1. If Blackledge reaches, Jason Neff's on deck. I wonder if he will be pinch hit for since he is 0-for-4 tonight. The 1-1 to Blackledge. It's a pitch, swing and a miss, and the Whistle Pigs are down to their final strike. 1-2 count, two outs, bottom of the ninth. 7-6 lead for the Fly Boys. DeBose stands at first base. Ball game should be over, but Barones looks to end it right here. Gets set. Gets the sign. And now will deliver. It's forward. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Andrew Morones. Three strikeouts in the ninth inning. Fly Boys hold on to win it 7-6 over the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Well, the bullpen for the Fly Boys was phenomenal tonight. Shane Tucker, Andrew Morones, go a combined 6 innings. Give up 1 hit, walk just 1 batter, and strike out 7. As Ian Daugherty's solo shot back in the 5th inning is the difference. And the Fly Boys win it 7-6 to take game 1 of this series against the Princeton Whistle Pigs. And move back to 500 at 12-12 on the season. Heck of a day for the Fly Boy bullpen. Heck of a day for the Fly Boy offense. They win it 7-6 over the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Tomorrow night, let's do it all over again. Hopefully it's another fun one here from Princeton, West Virginia and Honeycutt Field. Fly Boys and Whistle Pigs, part 2 tomorrow. Fly Boys look for the season's split and the series road sweep. And to get over 500 for the first time this season. With all the action for you beginning at 6:45 of the pregame show. First pitch set for 7 o'clock on FlyBoysBaseball.com. Our entire crew for the Greenville Fly Boys, I'm Richard Martin. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Final score, Fly Boys hold on to win 7-6 over the Princeton Whistle Pigs. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Have a great night, everybody.